AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump is responding to President Biden's speech, blaming him for the Capitol riot.
Can you think of a more twisted way to look at this country, to look at America? I cannot.
The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The ex-president's accusing his successor of trying to further divide America. In written statements, Trump says it's all political theater, a distraction, that everything Biden touches turns to failure. Quote, that's what you get when you have a rigged election. Minutes later on the Senate floor.
Donald Trump today continues to spread his poisonous vial.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says if that and more political violence are allowed to continue,
it will be open season on this grand democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization says a record 9.5 million coronavirus cases were reported over the last week as the Omicron variant of the virus swept the planet. The International Olympic Committee is urging athletes attending the Beijing Winter Games next month to follow the event's COVID playbook in order to avoid spoiling their Olympic dream.
Wearing a mask, using gel, why not self-testing when it's possible? It is really important that those preventive measures are in place.
Christophe Dubé with the IOC says athletes who test positive before heading to Beijing will still be allowed to travel, saying preparation for many years to be spoiled at the very last minute is something they want to avoid at any cost. Thousands of students in Chicago remain out of school for a second straight day after leaders of the nation's third largest school district failed to resolve a deepening clash with the influential teachers union over coronavirus safety protocols. Stocks are wobbling in afternoon trading on Wall Street so far as investors consider the outlook for rising interest rates and inflation. This is AP News. The nation's trade deficit soared to a record high.
Exports slowed in November, while imports jumped sharply, resulting in a trade deficit of $80 billion. The Commerce Department says that's 19% higher than the October deficit of $67 billion, and just below the all-time monthly record of $81 billion. Through the first 11 months of this year, the U.S. trade deficit is nearly 29% higher than during the same period last year. The economic recovery in the United States is outpacing other nations, as is the readiness of Americans to spend. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Europe's sky is filling up with near-empty polluting planes that serve little other purpose than safeguarding airlines' valuable time slots at some of the world's most important airports. Environmentalists and major airlines are united in wanting to cut down on empty or near-empty flights. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.